This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're broadcasting live on over 200 radio stations, satellite, and of course the internet. You can call in and talk about, well, whatever you like. It's called Free Talk Live.
I don't think we have all 200 on Saturday nights. I think that it's 200 over the whole week, but it would not be true to say that they're all on right now.
What did I say?
Over 200 stations.
Oh. Well, I mean, okay.
In this moment, not true. Just saying.
Thank
you. Didn't know.
Thank
you. Didn't know. So it wasn't a lie when you said it. But now that you know, if you say it again, it will be.
Free Talk Live.
No pressure.
Anyway, as I was saying, you can call in and talk about whatever you like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. But first, I wanted to tell you about the next generation wallet that's coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. And Ian, you said you had some more information about what potential things a guy might face if he is caught with a bullet in the District of Criminals?
Well, okay, so Etienne, who is our guest host here tonight, was caught. Now, whether he was actually in possession of these things is another question. But the police alleged that there were bullets in the truck that he was driving in D.C. a couple weeks ago. And based on my non-lawyerly research here and looking at the code, it suggests that if you have more than one bullet, you could face up to 10 years in prison in D.C. and a minimum of a year. Now, if you have just one bullet, then it's up to a year. At least that's the way I'm reading this penalty provision. So I went and I looked to see, what's been in the news? What kind of cases have caught the eye of the news media about this? And there's one guy who had his home raided in D.C. in just a horrible situation, terrifying him and his family. They charged him with possession of ammunition. He had a box of muzzle loader bullets, according to FoxNews.com. He had an inert shotgun shell and I think one other bullet. So he had more than one bullet, and he ended up with, and this was 2014, mind you, so half a decade ago. So they could have changed the laws and made them even more stringent since then. That's one thing I'm not clear on. But ultimately, he ended up with a $50 fine and was forced to register his, go down to the police station and jump through whatever hoops that they had to.
Here's my box of ammo. Yeah. Let me fill out your form. Here's the $20 or whatever it is for the cost of the form.
And it says he went to trial, so it doesn't sound like this was a part of a plea deal. So it's not real clear to me how that will affect the charges today that Etienne may be facing in March. Again, if they've made the laws more stringent since then this may not be relevant. Maybe this was a plea deal and it's just not clear to me, but it said here that he had demanded his trial, so I presume that he went through with it, although it has been, it's not unheard of for somebody to demand a trial and then at the last minute take a plea. And there's nothing wrong with that, ultimately. I mean, even though I'm generally against the idea of plea deals,
right,
in the moment, for the individual, it can make sense. Like, if they offer you a plea deal, Etienne, and say, all right, look, you plead guilty, you pay $500 fine, and we'll call it a day, and, you know, you're on probation for a year, you have to leave D.C. or whatever, like, you know, going to prison for 10 years, it's probably a better option. But what, who knows what they'll offer you.
Assuming that you've, you know, been arrested previously for, you know, something.
That is a good question. Do you have a criminal conviction record?
Just drunken shenanigans in my youth.
So nothing with guns, nothing
no,
with
no,
ammo,
no
anything
violence.
In D.C. prior?
No.
Okay.
All right.
That may bode well.
Like my policy on, like, demanding the trial is generally related to geography, mm-hmm. and then time, and then finance, right? Probably in that order, right? So if I'm, you know, three states out and, you know, I get a ticket for something, odds are I'm not demanding the trial.
Right.
I'll probably not even pay the ticket, particularly if I don't plan to return to that state. But
sure.
If I do, then I'm paying the ticket. I'm not demand. But if it's a local thing, right,
yep.
you know, then I'm going to demand the trial.
I'll go to trial on a parking ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that kind
and
of,
I have.
Is that your perspective as well?
Yeah, so I've done it too. I mean, I've stood up in court and pointed out the you know, illogic of victimless crimes and even like speeding tickets, and I've stood there and I've explained it, you know, like the judge, my understanding is that, you know, we're supposed to save fuel in the 70s and these speeds are artificially low, and it is a complete scam in D.C. of how are we going to steal your money?
Yeah.
And the police, like, one of the things I love about being in New Hampshire is there's almost no police compared to where I live. Where I live, they're like locusts, and they're just all over raising revenue on the population. It's a oppressive police state. It's, you know, they're robbing the people, and then they're giving themselves these exorbitant salaries, these exorbitant pensions, these exorbitant, benefits, from the people. They're living off of the blood they're sucking out of the people.
Sure.
It is absolutely, it's got to stop. We just got to stop it.
Agreed. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Bobby calling from Tampa, Florida. Bobby, you're live on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I've really been enjoying it. I've been gone for 75 days. I've been in jail. And I think the show's been real interesting tonight, learning about the D.C. federal misdemeanors and the lockup story. The conversation's flowing really natural. Captain Kick Butt, you're doing really nice. You're relaxed. Hitting all the buttons right. And you're like a boss, chiming in, moving things along, taking on callers to throw some curveballs. I think it's a really, really good dynamic that I haven't seen in a while. I've been gone and in jail, but I really enjoy it. I think you guys are doing a superb job. And,
did you say you've been in jail? You kind of dipped out. Your audio dipped out there. You said you've been.
Yeah.
What'd they put you in for?
I got a criminal mischief charge. I was at a kegger, and this girl, she fell asleep in like this couch sofa thing. And so me and a couple other guys, we picked it up and we threw it in the pool. And she woke up and was couching herself in the pool. And, cops got called, and the owners of the house were pretty upset. I wish they would have just let us pay for it, but the cops actually arrested four of us and charged us with a criminal mischief. So, I wasn't going to do a year.
So you took somebody else's couch and threw it in the pool
with someone on it.
Yeah, with a chick that was passed out on it.
It's pretty dumb.
So, I mean, 75 days for it.
Wow.
That sounds like college party antics, you know.
But yeah, I do agree with you, Bobby, that you should have been given the option to just simply make things right, because sitting in jail for 75 days doesn't make anybody whole. I mean, was part of the sentence that you had to pay for the couch, or was it just you go to prison and that's the end of that?
Well, I got 90 days, and I got 5 days for a game time for 3 months, so it was 15 days off that. And then, yeah, each of us had to pay like $150 toward the couch.
Did that even cover the cost of the couch?
That couch wasn't worth even $50. It was like an old crap couch.
That's why you threw it in the pool. I gotcha.
He was cleaning it.
Hey, thanks for sharing the story, man.
All right, guys, take it easy.
All right, thanks for calling, Bobby. Appreciate it. So I wanted to, I've put Well, I guess we'll talk about it when
talk
we...
Talk about what?
I wanted to talk about Corey Feldman's documentary exposing Hollywood's pedophile ring to be aired soon. We'll talk about that coming up. You can also call in and tell us your thoughts at 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com, and you can find us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, the live, coming at you live, Saturday edition. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
And Ian.
And Etienne de la Bouissie Squared.
And we've been talking about a lot of things, but I also wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping build one, Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so that you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. And we've been talking about a lot of things, but I had another article about another documentary that I've been paying attention to, and it is also going to be released very soon. Some of you folks are familiar with the claim that Corey Feldman has made to expose Hollywood's pedophile ring. And there's some news on that. The headline reads, Corey Feldman's new documentary, Exposing Hollywood's Pedophile Ring, will be aired only once. Actor Corey Feldman's new documentary called My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys, which is set to release on March 9th, is touted to be a provocative expose where the musician and one-time teen idol will reveal the details of the most emotionally trying period of his life. However, there's a catch for the much-anticipated documentary. Viewers will only get one chance to watch the film. Reports state that, and I don't know how that's going to work because I imagine somebody's going to record it in some way, shape, or form, and it'll be available on, you know, file sharing sites. You know, reports state that the film will air only once, and interested viewers across the world will have to watch it at the same time. The documentary will stream live at 8 p.m. on the West Coast, which means 11 p.m. on the East Coast. Feldman, his family, friends, and colleagues will also be watching the live stream at the same time in a private screening. Feldman, in a statement, said that he is keeping a promise through the film to his best friend, the late Canadian actor Corey Haim, to reveal to the world about what really happened to the two of them when they were young actors in Hollywood. Feldman had long promised an expose of high-profile celebrities in Hollywood who engage in pedophilia and continue to be working in the entertainment industry. Feldman and his wife, Courtney Ann Feldman, recently shared a video of the release date and detailed how the documentary has been in the works for at least 3 years. E-tickets will go on sale on February 22nd. Feldman said an innovative new technology and platform will be used to launch the film. Mind you, they don't tell us what this platform is. This is the first time ever a movie has been shown in this type of platform, according to MovieWeb.com.
Okay, so he's trying to cash in here. He's selling tickets. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, if he wants to really take the veil off or, you know, throw the covers off the secrets of Hollywood, why not just put it out there for people? And I'm not saying there won't be, like, dirt information that's revealed, shocking, you know, allegations or whatever, maybe some evidence, who knows. But this is, I don't know, it kind of feels weird to me.
Yeah, it does seem very conspicuous.
Sounds like a gimmick.
That's well, and even this article about its release seems like
it's
a puff piece. Yeah. It's a tease.
Sign up now for your tickets. Don't miss the one chance you'll have to see this movie before it disappears.
Sunday. Right?
How much is it? How much is he looking for?
Well, although the pricing of the event has not yet been announced, Feldman said that it'll be the same price as an average movie ticket and will range between $15 and $20. Now, I don't know about you, but like I'm pretty sure a movie's like $8, right?
It depends on where you are. Here in New Hampshire, you can get them for like $8 or $9 bucks, but if you're in the big city,
it's going to be like $13.
Yeah, they've actually lowered the price on 3D because people don't care about 3D, and it's not a real draw. But if you're in the big city, you might pay $15 for a movie ticket.
Yeah, definitely.
No advanced screenings or early reviews of the documentary have been scheduled, as Feldman does not want his narrative and message to be twisted. It is not yet clear if even a trailer or any footage from the film will be revealed beforehand. The actor added that he is not attempting to profit from the endeavor and that he nearly did not go through with it. Reports state that even Netflix turned down the documentary because they felt the film's contents were too dangerous to be associated with. So the film My Truth, The Rape of Two Corys will premiere on March 9th. At 8 p.m. Pacific time, the film's releasing on the eve of the 10th anniversary of Corey Haim's death.
Yeah, I mean, look, as somebody who has actually been involved in the production of a documentary, I had the pleasure of being the executive producer for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch for free online.
Great
anytime.
Documentary, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Over at victimlesscrimespree.com. I don't get any credit for how great the documentary was because I just helped bankroll it, but I helped promote it. But it was a great documentary, and we wanted people to see it, so we put it out there free. On the internet. Now, we did end up making a DVD version, so if you wanted to buy it, a physical copy, you could. But, you know, the YouTube version of the original release has received over 170,000 views on YouTube. Now, that doesn't mean they all watched the whole thing. You know, there's a whole other question of how many of them got through the full hour and a half long documentary. But, you know, it seemed like if Corey wanted people to see this thing, then he would allow it to be viewed after the fact. You know, even if he still wanted to charge a ticket price,
right.
You could still, you know, put it on like Amazon Video or something like that, one of these platforms where you have to pay in order to see the video, but then it's still available after the first viewing. I mean, this whole claim that it's only going to be available one time, I don't know if I can believe that claim. I mean, this is the year 2020. The idea that you would have the sort of ethereal, disappearing viewing, it just doesn't make any sense.
I'm with you. As a technologist or a guy who's been employed, you know, in technology for well over 20 years now, I'm that old. Yes, it's true. You know, anything that happens on my screen, I can capture, right? Audio,
sure.
Video, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, they any have kind streaming of media, capture programs.
Yeah, any kind of media that happens on any screen that I'm in control of, I can go out, download some freeware, and capture it in some way, shape, or form. So the claims are a little boisterous. I'm with you on that.
It'll be on Popcorn Time 5 minutes later.
You know, and sites like the Pirate Bay will have it, you know, in 5 minutes or, you know, at least the next day for certain.
Well, I certainly hope so because, you know, I would want someone to see the movie, not just the first crowd of whoever shows up the one night for the one official presentation. What's he thinking? I mean,
I don't know.
Is that even believable? Does anybody actually buy that claim?
I was just surprised because, like, you know, he came out, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to expose the pedophiles. And then, like, I never heard about it for, like, a long time. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, it's done.
Making a documentary.
It's done, and now we're going to do a thing. Now there's no trailer.
No trailer?
At least not as of yet, so.
What?
Yeah. Call us and tell us your thoughts about this documentary at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, do you think he's going to expose the Hollywood pedophilia ring? More coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Evacuations are underway in portions of northeast Oregon where sudden snowmelt and days of rain have caused widespread flooding. Kevin Jeffries is with the Joint Information Center.
You know, usually this time of year we get a lot of mountain snow. In the last couple of days we had heavy rains that melted the snow that was there. And it just created a lot of flow through these very narrow canyons and washed out parts of the roads and bridges.
The rain should stop sometime on Sunday. Meantime, flood warnings are still in effect. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. A short time later, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who also testified, announced he was recalled from his post as ambassador to the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Your favorite radio program, broadcasting from our studios here in Keene, New Hampshire, 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We have talked about, a whole bunch of stuff. We've talked about the Hollywood pedophilia ring. We've talked about getting arrested in the District of Criminals by the Secret Service. We've talked about Etienne's book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History.
How do you order the book?
So I've got a brand new website coming up from the good folks at Autonomite.
It is online or not yet?
It is. So if you go to understandingourslavery.com.
Mm-hmm. That's the old title.
That's the old one. We're transitioning to government-scam.com.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, if you go to understandingourslavery.com, you can get like a little sneak peek just for your audience. We got the site up just kind of at the last minute to be able to like see the new site with the new cover.
Very exciting.
Nice. Yeah. That is awesome. We're going to go right to your
calls. Thank you, Autonomite.
Yeah, indeed. We're going to go right to your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Baghdad Bob. Baghdad Bob, you are live on the air at Free Talk Live.
Real quick, Etienne, if I may say about dead kids, narcissistic clients.
Okay, and we're going to go right to your calls, and we're going to go right to George in North Carolina. George, you are live on freetalklive.com.
Hi, I got a statement to make. So, go
ahead, but before you do, just make sure you're talking directly into your phone. It sounds like you might be on a cell phone, so we just want to make sure we hear your statement. Yep, that's perfect. Go ahead.
So this is in regard to you all laughing like schoolgirls about the last caller. destroying someone else's personal property, yet you're all about personal property. As long as it fits your narrative, best of luck to you with your book.
Thanks.
Okay, so he's referring to a caller who went to jail for throwing a couch in somebody's pool, and he's suggesting that that's somehow we're bad people because we found that amusing, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think about that?
You know, I mean, did he damage somebody else's property? Yep. Did he potentially harm another person? Sure. You know, person on the couch getting thrown into a pool. You know, that's potentially harming. But the point is that, like, justice is supposed to be about making the wrong whole, right? The person that you've, you know, harmed or potentially, you know, damaged or the property that you've been making them whole. So,
and he said he was willing to do that.
Absolutely.
And my position was that he should have been able to do that, and that should have been as far as it went. I mean, nobody needs to go to prison for an innocent prank. Yeah, I understand property was destroyed, but that going to prison doesn't make that better. And I wish the guy would have stayed on to talk about it instead of the drive-by call there.
Yeah, yeah. That's Bush League.
But yeah, you shouldn't be destroying people's property. But if you do, you ought to make that person whole. And that doesn't just mean, you know, replacing the thing that was broken. It also means some sort of penalty on top of it, right? Like, because you had to suffer the difficulty of not having the couch and whatever frustrations that may have caused and the cost of dredging it out of the pool and, you know, getting rid of the thing because it's no good then. Some waterlogged, chlorinated couch at that point. Now, he said it wasn't the greatest couch in the world, so the nice thing to do here would have been to go ahead and get him a nicer new couch and replace the old one.
Yeah.
And it sounded like the caller was willing to do that, so that should have been the end of the story, and it should have all been settled outside of court.
Yeah, and there didn't need to be, you know, the goons of government involved and, you know, the bureaucracy and the whole nine yards that goes along with that. One of the best statements that I've ever heard that pertains to this as from a philosophical perspective, I'm a big science fiction fan. I grew up as a kid watching old Doctor Who, the, like, black and white ones on PBS.
Wow, right? That's before even I seen Doctor Who.
Yeah. So, like, you know, stuff that was made before I was born but repeated on PBS as I was growing up.
It was the curly-haired doctor when I was growing up.
Tom Baker. Yeah. That's my they call it my doctor.
Though. Those were color episodes.
Right, but the guy right before him, John Pertwee, mm-hmm. those were black and white and then transitioned into color, I think, halfway through his run. But anyway, the quote from the doctor is, "Never cruel and never cowardly, and if you ever are, always make amends."
Mm-hmm.
That's the entire quote. And, like, that hit me as a kid. Right. And I've sort of just stuck with that, you know, sort of as my, you know, internal philosophy. Right. If you do find yourself being cruel or cowardly, you know, damaging a person or their property, then you should always make amends. And that should be the end of it.
Yep.
So we will go to more of your calls. We have Joe in Franklin County, Pennsylvania. Joe, you're live on Free Talk Live. What's going on?
Hello, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thanks.
It seems like when I started listening this evening, it sounded like you guys were against organized religion.
I don't think we talked about religion at all tonight, did we?
We mentioned it in the sense that government, statism is
government
a hidden
religion.
Yeah. And I made the comment that somebody said religion was the biggest scam in history.
And I made the comment that religion is the first government.
Yeah, so I am religious. I'm a minister in a interfaith church called the Shire Free Church, but I don't agree with organized religion. I think that it, for the most part, does really bad things. What do you think?
Oh, well, okay, maybe I misunderstood you. I was thinking maybe you were anti-religion, because
hosts may be. I'm not sure. I can't speak for Captain Kickass or Etienne here, but
I am an ordained minister in the Church of Spiritual Humanism.
Okay,
What that means is
I'm not sure what that means. But
it's a church where we worship the abilities and thoughts of the individual, and that's it.
Why do you use the word church?
Why do I use the word church?
Yeah, I mean, church was founded by Christians. Christians were the first ones to have the word church. Are you a Christian?
Well, I grew up in a Christian family.
Okay, well, it sounds like you've deviated from your Christian roots.
I also grew up in a Christian family. I grew up in a Presbyterian church, and I've definitely deviated from those roots because Christianity is a load of hooey for the most part, from what I can tell. But, you know, if that's the belief system that you have, you're certainly free to have it so long as you don't force it on anyone else.
Amen.
Well, no, I don't think a true Christian forces his religion on anybody.
Good.
I think a Christian who lives by what he believes, I think that's the foundation for any society if we're going to be free. When I respect your property and your life, like I want you to respect my property and my life, then I think that is, without that, you can't have a free society.
I agree with you 100%. The number one thing, if everybody on this planet would just live by the golden rule,
if there's
a reason, it's the golden rule for a reason. If everybody would live by the golden rule, we wouldn't have any problems.
Well, and by the way, many world religions have very similar teachings. The golden rule is not uncommon to be found in a variety of different religions.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like some sort of Christian original or something like
that.
No,
that's the reason they call it the golden rule is it's in almost every single religion. There's some version of it.
Well, I'd like to know how, like, if that sprung out of... if they just copied that from the Christian, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Christians
copy
everybody's
latched on to it, of course, because it
Christians copy a lot of their stuff from other religions, like the pagans, for instance. That's where they got a lot of their stuff from.
That's a fact.
Be careful there. I don't know about that. You got to be sure of what you're saying.
I'm pretty sure of what I'm saying, sir. If you look at the history,
to say.
Go ahead and look at the history of Christmas, for instance. There's plenty of icons that they just took straight from the pagans.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I believe most of the symbolism in Christianity can be attributed to either the pagans or the pre-pagan religion before they even had a name for it. So that is indeed a fact. Go ahead and look that up online, Joe.
Yep.
855-450-FREE like freedom. More of your calls and your thoughts coming up. 855-450-FREE. This is...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. It's getting pretty late, but we might have time for your calls at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's myself, L. Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
It's Ian De La Buisi Squared.
Very well, very well. I used to know a guy in a band. His name was Eugenius, the human pump handle slamming machine, Buckshot Esquire, if you will. That was his. He was a drummer. It's a pretty elaborate name. Before we go back to your calls and thoughts and the rest of our program, I wanted to tell you about ForkFest 2020. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means that there's no ticket costs. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And, yes, I am going for the first time. I'm trying to get the full week in there, but I will at least have the last 4 days, so over the holiday weekend there and into the Sunday as well. So
I'm going.
Awesome.
I was going to ask, now you say you're moving to New Hampshire. I know you're doing the book thing and you've been touring around doing some of that stuff. Will you have been moved by the time that comes around, or is your move later?
I'm planning on moving in April.
Okay.
So I'm going to finish the move in April.
Unless you're in the Pokies.
Unless I'm in jail for 10 years.
All right. So we're going to go to your calls. And
New Hampshire's going to feel a lot more free if you get out of
D.C.
jail.
Oh, boy.
Indeed it will. We're going to go to your calls. We have Martha calling us from North Carolina. Martha, you're live with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I'm actually calling to make a comment about the caller, George.
Sure.
That called in before. He brought up the guy who destroyed the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the point that George was making is that you guys were all laughing about the guy destroying somebody's personal property. You know what I mean? And you guys
yeah, because it was funny.
Yeah, try to have a sense of humor.
It's not funny, though, because that was somebody's personal property, and they worked hard for it, and this kid thinks that it's funny to just destroy it. You know what I mean?
But anyway, yeah, no, I see where you're coming from.
And good luck with your book. And yeah, have a good night.
That's funny.
Thanks for the call,
I think she
Martha.
Was his girlfriend.
Maybe.
That caller.
Maybe.
That caller who also did a drive-by.
Yeah. I mean, have you never done a
maybe
prank?
Maybe they're the couch know? Owners.
Oh, I want. Maybe she's the girl. You think she's the girl who's on the couch that got dumped in the pool?
But you were saying, have you ever done a prank?
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping she didn't hang up so quickly, but I mean, I've done plenty of pranks. I'm older than, Star 69 or Call Trace or whatever you want to call it, right? So, you used to be able to just call random phone numbers and prank call them. We did all sorts of things. One of my favorite calls was to go into the phone book, right? The big old city phone book,
yeah,
and look up the last name Booger, right, and then just pick randomly, right? There's usually 10
there's
or 12
actually somebody with that name.
Oh yeah, yeah. And there's different spellings of it too.
Okay.
Right, you know what I mean? But you find and it says Jim Booger, right?
Yeah.
And so you call the number, and the one time we did, a lady answered, and I go, she goes, hello, and I'm like, oh yeah, I was looking for Dave Booger. And she's like, who? I'm like, Dave Booger. She's like, no, I'm sorry, there's no Dave here. I'm like, well, this is the Booger residence, right? She's like, yeah, but this is Dancy Booger, and, you know, my husband's Jim. And I go, well, I'm sorry, I guess I must have picked the wrong Booger.
Yeah. You know, it's as far as the property destruction thing is concerned, it's not to say that it's not serious what happened. Like, it's not right to do that, but that doesn't mean you can't find the humor in that situation. And the point at which it would not be funny is if he was not sorry, if he did not understand, you know, what he had done and the consequences of it, or didn't care, or did not want to make the person whole. But he said he was willing to do that. So, to me, that makes it a little bit, I mean, again, it doesn't make it right, but it does mean that he was willing to make it right, and that's the most important factor there.
I mean, and that's kind of the thing about, human history, right? You know, as you grow as a person and you live, you do things, and then occasionally you look back on them and go, oh, you remember that time we did that thing? And you look back and you laugh on it, even though that situation was probably intense, or that situation was, otherwise, maybe morally questionable, or maybe you got in some trouble about it, or whatever, man. You know, as a kid, I did all sorts of things. I got in trouble with the law and stuff. I look back on that now, I laugh about it. I'm like, hey, I used to go, around to houses and grab pumpkins in October off of people's porches and smash them in the street.
Yeah, it's crappy.
Right?
I mean, a bunch of young people, especially young males, did some really crappy things when they were younger, and it was, as you pointed out, it's part of a learning process.
And then you discover karma, and you stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Eventually somebody smashes your pumpkin,
and you're like, hey, oh, okay, I guess
that's I deserve that. Yep. Yeah.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We have David from Question Mark. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Florida man strikes again. Since you're down the end of your
pool story.
Hang on, before you go, David, I have some friends of mine that are in a band called Florida Man.
Do they strike again and again?
They
and
do.
Again?
They're the band that won't go away. What's on your mind, David?
Oh, man. Yeah, a bunch of stuff, but no time. I too have escaped from handcuffs using the yogi technique. I did it 2 times in a row, and the cop said, "You do that again, I'm gonna hog tie you." And
where was this?
This was in Arizona.
Mm. Wow, recently.
Arizona, no, a long time ago. Arizona Territorial Prison, Yuma. Take the 310 to Yuma.
Can you still do it if you had to? Like, if you got arrested tomorrow, could you still pull off the feat?
You know, I think I could, but, you know, I haven't had the – well, I had the opportunity to just a year ago or so, but I didn't try. I wasn't in the mood. But I think I could pull it off, yeah. And, nice. And I have also had a conference with the Secret Service dudes. They were, in my case, they were really cool, actually. We had a good time. I was trying to talk them into passing a message to Obama, but they couldn't do it. And I heckled Obama. I was the only guy heckling Obama at the first town hall he did after he got elected to president was in New Mexico here in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho. And I was successful. I got to meet with his administration, is the people that were traveling with him, and that's how I was talking to the Secret Service. But I couldn't get direct to him, so I heckled him as he was going out about civil rights violations in New Mexico.
So you yelled at him like a heckler would a comedian or something like that?
Yeah, but I was actually yelling serious stuff about civil rights violence. And I saw his, you know how his ears stick out? I saw his right ear turn toward me when I yelled it at him, so I know he heard me. It was funny. He's walking down the hall. He's about 50 feet down the hall, and I yell at him, and he's just walking straight, and I see his head cocked to the left and his ear kind of stick out. So I know at least he heard me.
His David sense was tingling.
Yeah, yeah. So, Raul Torres, the DA of Bernalillo County, who is nepotistically married to the Dean of Students at the University of New Mexico, one of the two of them still needs to resign because on the record they admit they have a conflict of interest and that all cases in the University of New Mexico police jurisdiction have to be transferred out of Bernalillo County. So that brings up an interesting thing. If you, got busted for a DWI by the UNM PD, and they ship your case 200 miles down to Alamogordo like they did to that basketball player Caldwell, does that mean that the cop has to drive 200 miles each way, 400-mile round trip, to testify against you, Raul Torres?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I mean, isn't it a requirement for them to show up? Otherwise, the case, you know, sort of goes away?
In that kind of a case, they would have to. They would
Motion
have to.
Dismiss.
Because, yeah.
No
so,
witness.
So good. Yeah. So it sounds like some good business for the lawyer since Raul Torres has to transfer every single case coming out of the University of New Mexico jurisdiction has to transfer it out of Bernalillo County. So that should be fun for you, Raul.
Thanks for the call, David. We are out of time. Thanks to all of our listeners for listening. We'll talk to you again next time on Free Talk Live. View our archives at freetalklive.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.